The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently 11 degrees at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Brianna Sherman, and here are today's headlines. Quiet neighborhood is shocked after shooting. Owning a home is an advantage, but who can afford it? And follow from Quebec school board election. A 40-year-old man was injured in a shooting in the town of Mount Royal last night. The victim admitted himself to the hospital for treatment of minor injuries. The police followed up with the victim, but he was reportedly uncooperative. Kathleen Gannon joins us live from TMR. Kathleen, what do we know so far about the incident last night?
A middle-aged man was walking alone last night on Surrey Road when he was shot in the upper body. According to the authorities, witnesses claim to have seen a car fleeing the scene after gunshots were heard. The victim is reportedly recovering from non-life-threatening injuries after receiving treatment.
What does the neighborhood look like this morning?
The town of Montreal is very quiet this morning. Police tape has been cleared away and there is no evident crime scene. Several residents living in the immediate area were unaware of last night's shooting. A local resident, Yasser Noor, was walking his dog on the very same street. When asked about the shooting, he was shocked.
Actually, no. This is very rare. Yeah, I've never heard about it in Villemorel over here, so this is very rare and strange. We had a lot of robbery, but shooting, never.
Have police made any headway in the investigation?
According to police officer Jessica Lalonde, the SPVM has spoken with witnesses in the area, but they do not have a description for the vehicle in question. Lalonde confirmed that bullet shells were found on the scene, though she could not reveal how many. The SPVM reported the victim was uncooperative and the investigation is still ongoing.
Thank you, Kathleen. Today, the Manawan community is commemorating the one-year anniversary of Joyce Eshakwan's death. A ceremony is set to take place in front of the Joliet Hospital where she died. The 37-year-old woman and mother of seven posted a disturbing video of her hospital experience before she died. This past year, sensitivity training has been made mandatory at the Joliet Hospital, and someone from the Manawan community has also been hired to handle any complaints of discrimination. As labor shortage is affecting a large number of enterprises all over Quebec, the Canadian Manufacturers and Exporters Association is asking Quebec's government to fund 10,000 new jobs. The organization met with enterprises all over the province to study the issues they face. They propose a list of solutions to be put in place. Véronique Morin has the story.
There are many causes to the current labor shortage in Quebec. Demographic is one of those. For Professor Charles Baribeau at High Commerce School, that is where it all started.
So there's less young people to replace the older people that are leaving the workforce. So that's a major issue.
Language also stops job seekers who feel like they don't speak a French that is good enough. For Aki Cheketov, executive director of Yes Montreal, a better integration of these people would help to increase the labor force.
We need to be able to connect more with French employers to be able to have what I call French immersion.
For Canadian manufacturers and exporters, the government needs to fund solutions to labor shortage. They see immigration as a solution. A better promotion of less known jobs would also help. For Chikatov, providing help for training would help the situation.
We need more on-the-job training opportunities, internship opportunities for job seekers.
Véronique Morin for Concordia News in Montreal.
Quebec's pension fund manager is trying to position itself as a leader in the fight against climate change. Some experts say the Caisse de dépôt might not be the best group to claim leadership in this fight. Abigail Jersey is here to present what she found. So Abigail, what is some of the controversy around the CDPQ and their climate strategy?
Well, this isn't the CDPQ's first eco plan, but the last one seemed to clash with some of their other investments. They invested millions of dollars into the REM project, and in August, a wetland that the project claimed to protect drained completely. Even more, in early September, another sinkhole was found in relation to the project, making the CDPQ an investor in an initiative that is hurting our wildlife.
What claims have the CDPQ made in reference to their climate strategy?
They say that they have exceeded their targets in 2017, which included an increase in low-carbon investments by 2020 and a decrease in our carbon footprint by 2025. They are convinced that they can go even further and faster in their 2021 climate strategy plan.
What can we expect from their 2021 climate strategy?
The CDPQ has two new pillars added to their current plan. They invested $10 billion to decarbonize the biggest carbon-emitting industries, and they want to complete the exit from oil production by the end of 2022.
So the CDPQ's climate action is unique because we are acting simultaneously on several fronts and directly where the real challenges lie.
With the controversy being involved in the REM project, the CDPQ could have some work to do to convince some people about their 2021 climate strategy plan.
Thank you, Abigail. Facebook has blocked anti-vaxxer François Amalega-Bitondo for 30 days. The 43-year-old is normally very active on social media, and Facebook hasn't explained why his account was banned. In recent weeks, the activist has been yelling in front of schools trying to dissuade teens from getting the vaccine. Bitondo believes that there is no pandemic and plans on continuing to post once his ban is lifted on October 26. Owning is better than renting, according to a new study conducted by the Royal LePage Real Estate Services Group. However, who can afford these benefits? Margaret Ovdoviak explores the reality of the housing market for young Montrealers.
There are many advantages to owning a home, according to Will Dunning, the main researcher of the study.
Then the numbers seem to say that you'd be better off to own that place rather than to rent that same place.
Unfortunately, home ownership is a myth for young people, according to Benjamin Herrera, president of the Youth Council of Montreal.
Yeah, I mean, you say to these people that they're disillusioned with the situation of young generations right now. It's just not a reality.
Young people face many hurdles when trying to purchase a home.
Is that the housing market is very, very competitive right now. Young people are often the sub-segment or sub-portion of the population that have the least resources. So in a competitive housing market, they are just disadvantaged.
However, Herrera believes that there are some solutions to this problem.
Just to subsidize housing more efficiently and in a more targeted fashion so that young people are eligible for housing subsidies.
Margaret Doviak and NDG for Concordia News.
Spokespeople from the Liberal Party of Quebec continue to add pressure towards Premier Legault's interest for a new baseball diamond in Montreal. We bring you to Curtis Savage, who has more on the story. Curtis, what have been the different responses from municipal parties surrounding the stadium's funding?
Well, Enrico Chacon, the opposition spokesperson for sports, recreation, and healthy lifestyles, says that he would also enjoy a new baseball field, but that this is not the time for it. He doesn't believe that this project will have a popular reception either, based on the current economic context.
Where will this stadium be located, and how much will this cost?
So, the Peel Basin has been in conversation over the last couple of years, but they have not settled on a location yet. And although no price point has been negotiated, Legault has mentioned in the past it can be awarded a forgivable loan by the government if the stadium can meet certain income targets. Monsef Deraji, who is an opposition spokesperson for the economy, has also commented that no matter the price, Quebec taxpayers should be given some form of transparency.
What do the candidates for the municipal election in Montreal think of the stadium?
So, mayoral candidates Valerie Plante and Denis Corder have all expressed that they are excited for baseball to return to Montreal, as long as the city is not required to fund it. Mouvement Montréal's Balarama Holness has explained that if a team does locate to Montreal, it will not be in the Peel Basin. Instead, he would like them to use the Olympic Stadium.
Thank you, Curtis. A 25-year-old truck driver will appear in Quebec court this afternoon following the death of a cyclist. The 31-year-old was declared dead last night, hours after the hit and run. The driver was trying to turn right on Mount Royal and the cyclist was hit going south on Park. The driver fled the scene but was arrested in Outremont only a few minutes later. Several witnesses called 911 to report the accident and the fleeing around 3:30 yesterday afternoon. With the adoption of Bill 40 in February 2020, the French school boards were abolished. The English ones are still in place, and on Sunday, elections were held to elect representatives. Yannick Lepage spoke with Julian Feldman, who was elected as commissioner for the English Montreal School Board. For him, opposing the government and keeping the remaining school boards should be a priority for parents.
I think the parents in the French school boards now realize that they were sold a bill of goods. I don't think that it's an anomaly to have democratic public school systems. They exist all over North America. It's really anomalous that Quebec wants to abolish them.
We know that the participation rate was pretty low this year's for this year's election, reaching only 10% in the English Montreal School Commission. To what would you attribute this decline?
Historically, the low turnout rate in school board elections, which is, again, it's anomalous, and if you look across North America, it's by design. The Quebec government has always tried to throttle participation in school board elections for its own political purposes.
The relations are visibly tense between the school board and Quebec's, Quebec government. Premier Legault went so far as calling the school commission a radical group. How do you see the relationship evolve from here?
We do have legal rights. We do have constitutional rights. We defend them.
So you don't see any improvements in the relationships for the foreseeable future without going to court?
Well, you look, it's up to the government. If they don't respect the law, it will be seized in court.
And now that you have been reelected, what will be your priorities?
You know, so we start with the top priorities. Yeah, we need teachers. Yeah, we need to protect our buildings. We need to protect the Bill 40 abolition. We need to protect at all costs Section 23 itself, which allows us in the first place to have control of the linguistic minority school board.
That was Yannick Lepage speaking with Commissioner Julian Feldman. Check your pants pockets and the bottom of your purse. Three Quebecers have $1 million waiting for them at the Lotto Quebec offices. Tickets bought in Laval, Des Rapides, Gatineau, and Quebec City are all big winners. If prizes go unclaimed for a year, the money is up for grabs again, redistributed as bonus prizes or special draws. The ticket holder, which played the extra numbers in Laval, Des Rapides, only has until October 9th to claim their winnings. The other two tickets' winnings expire in summer 2022. Today in entertainment, R. Kelly is found guilty of sex trafficking, an artist dupes $86,000 from a Danish museum, and a new documentary about Britney Spears is released. Here is Hannah Sabrin with your arts news.
Britney had a fear that her family would barge in and take everything.
What was going on inside the conservatorship? And why was she still in one if she was, quote, okay? There was
financial. Britney vs. Spears is the newest documentary about the pop star's conservatorship. It shows how Jamie Spears took control of his daughter's life starting in 2008. It also details how Jamie forced his daughter into work. For example, Britney worked as a judge on X Factor in 2012, a contract she was bullied into signing. The film also details Jamie's alcohol and drug abuses. Throughout the documentary, an abundance of legal experts comment on Britney's case.
Done got mine. On the way you're doing.
That's James Brown singing Get It Together. He composed that song with Pee Wee Ellis, an American saxophonist. Yesterday, Ellis died from heart complications at 80 years old. Throughout his career, he collaborated with James Brown to compose Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud, The Chicken, and Cold Sweat. A big story comes out of Denmark today. Visual artist Jens Hanning stole thousands of dollars from a museum. The Kunsten Museum of Modern Art loaned him the money. With that money, Hanning was supposed to arrange $86,000 in an exhibit, but instead he produced blank canvases. Despite demands from the museum, Hanning refuses to return the money.
A dangerous sexual predator who has harmed so many women and underage girls.
That's Gloria Allred. She is a lawyer who represented R. Kelly's victims in court. Yesterday, the R&B singer was found guilty of sex trafficking. He was also found guilty of racketeering. Kelly faces 20 years in prison. In lighter news, a Montreal art group launches a 30-day exhibit. The group, Le Mur Pilon, will reenact the Greek myth Sisyphus. One man will shovel dirt at Olympic Park for 7 hours daily. The artist will perform his first dig at noon today. All are welcome to attend.
Thank you, Hannah. It's beginning to feel like fall in Montreal. This week we'll see a mix of sun and clouds with a high of 17. At night you can expect temperatures as low as 7 degrees, and right now there's a chance it will rain on Saturday. That's your news to 11:30. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Brianna Sherman.